there's only a handful of head coach quarterback combos that have been together 8, 9, 10 plus years in this league. Obviously, for it to be that, have those, it has to be success. So what are the inherent challenges, I guess, in keeping that fresh, challenging for both the coach and a starting quarterback?
Well, I think it goes, you know, all the way around, you know, the way you interact, you know, with everybody in your program. Obviously, you have the one-on-one component, and I mean, we're both driven and focused on the same thing. But just the ability to, you know, as I watch Aaron now compared to his younger years, he's, you know, he's the oldest guy in the locker room, and you know, so there's it's a different relationship for him in there than it was in the early years. So. And just, you know, staying in tune with that. But really, you know, from a pure football standpoint, as far as the scheme, and just continue to grow that too. So in specifics, kind of what we're going through now as an offensive staff is we're spending a ton of time in the passing game, particularly doing a 12-year study, looking at his first, you know, his first 6 years and then compared to the last four, particularly the last three. So kind of breaking it out, the first seven and the last three, and just seeing the differences of everything that's involved in that. So, and because, you know, this is the time where he goes away, but when he returns in April, that initial meeting of, you know, these are the things we've done, you know, here's the history of the past, these are the changes and so forth. So that part of it is always fresh for him. And he likes a challenge, so and we make sure we continue to challenge him, you know, as we grow as a football team.
Have you done similar studies in the past, specifically on Aaron?
We have. I would say really the last, about 5 or 6 years have been more in a kind of in a 4-year realm. So the chance to go back and take all 12 years, particularly the video of it, and just, you know, watch the origin of the concept, the original installation of it, you know, how it evolved, you know, what we got away from, what we stayed with, you know, because, you know, in this league, the evolution of scheme is always the challenge and the focus that every coaching staff goes through, regardless of its offense, defense, or special teams, and the ability to stay on the front end of that curve and try to, you know, hopefully stay a step or so in front of your opponent in that particular challenge is, you know, what we're always focused on. So we have tremendous history with both Aaron and Brett in 06, 07. So just really format, and it's really probably been as good for the coaches as it will be when the players get back, but it's really kind of brought us back to bases, back to the basics in more ways than one.
Brian was here earlier today and reiterated he wants to be very aggressive in free agency, which I'm sure you're happy about, but is there a concern on your part that that could cost you players on your current roster, depending on how aggressive and where the price is going, things like that? How do you weigh?
Well, we like the word aggressive, but I think it's like anything. You have to just be in touch with reality of the process. The process of veteran free agency is different today than it was, you know, prior to Brian being the GM. So it's a whole different breakdown and approach, and really, so yeah, that's the first part of it. So you got the evaluation stage, then the application of it is really what it's all about. So you know, there's not just one thing, it leads directly to another. So yeah, we don't want to lose good players. I mean, it's something we've always focused on, particularly our own. We've, you know, we spent the pretty much you know, our 12 years there really focused on improving from within. But you know, we need outside resources. We've determined that. But you know, at the end of the day, it's a market. You know, it's a market that every team is involved in, and we'll see what happens.
What kind of position coach is Andy Dalton give you and Alex?
Alex is a very, very good quarterback coach. You know, obviously played the position. I think he'll be good for Andy. Just, you know, as far as the ability to connect. I just know when Marvin called me about Alex, you know, just to really the focus on fundamentals, footwork, and, you know, and I think Alex will do an excellent job with that.
2 months now with the new structure with Brian and Mark Murphy, how's that been going? How's that working out differently?
Oh, it's different. It's different structure. So, you know, there's meetings. Communication is weekly, but you know, the reality of, you know, what I'm doing specifically, I have new coaching staffs. So I've been predominantly probably the last 5 weeks down in the, you know, bunker down with the offensive perimeter group going through the passing game. And Mike Pettin has done the same with the defense. So, you know, we're kind of in a year one format, you know, kind of what you go through when you go into a place and it's, you know, new staff. You know, unfortunately, we had an early start. So we've had a couple of extra weeks there before the Super Bowl. So, you know, our approach is the same. We've always made sure that when the players get back here April 16th, we're ready to go because, you know, every minute that they're available, they're our priority.
That basis. You've come down here off the Super Bowl championship. You've come off not winning a Super Bowl and getting the playoffs. Does it always start new? Does the combine, is this kind of a fresh start no matter what you did last year?
I think more for the interaction with the media and in the rest of the world, maybe. But you know, really, you get a little time off. You know, the coach, the assistant coaches, had a little time off. Obviously, we're involved in staff changes, so you know, it really probably kind of kicked off once we turned that first tape on and started the scheme evaluation. For me, that's really the day that the page is turned and you're able to move forward. So this is part of that. You know, part of that new journey of, you know, 2018.
How much does that matter to you?
Well, you know, frankly, if you'd asked Mike the question, he'd answer, you know, if you asked him if he plays a 4-3 or 3-4, he'd say yes. And that's the reality of what a good defensive system is, you know, the ability to utilize your players. You know, we don't. We've never had the luxury of just saying, hey, we need this specific kind of player. I think when you're picking where we picked for as many years as we had, and, you know, with our prior focus on veteran free agency, you know, we have to acquire good players. And in our system on offense and defense and special teams, we need to take advantage of those players and make sure we're playing to their strengths. And that's no different with Mike.
Whenever you have two young running backs that showed a lot of promise, and Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams at different times, what does that do with Ty Montgomery? Are you guys thinking about moving him back to wide receiver, or are you guys planning on keeping him at wide back?
Well, you know, first thing, Jamal and Aaron did a lot of good things, and, you know, the two, probably the most important statistic for me in evaluating players as far as you move forward to the next season is availability. You know, I have a depth chart boards in my office, and it has their pitcher, has their original tag, their number, and has a tag of their play time. Play time is really the reflection of availability. You know, none of our running backs this year were available for the whole season. So that's the first hurdle. That's the first challenge that they need to meet. So in Ty's particular case, you know, his availability the last 3 years has been his challenge, but he's a multi-positional player, so he's a running back to answer your question. But he gives us great flexibility to use him so many different ways. So that won't change. And, you know, we're going to need all those guys next year. So that's going to be our approach.
What ways do you think Mike Daniels can be enhanced by maybe a slightly different schematic change?
I think, you know, there'll be some, you know, because it's important for every coordinator, you know, through the position coach, to play their, you know, to play their scheme, but more important, their vision, and make sure the play style is consistent. So, you know, Mike's play style is a huge asset to not only our D line but to our whole football team. So, but schematically, you know, I think, you know, you really got to just play to Mike's strengths. So, just create the opportunities. And I think anytime you can get Mike in a one-on-one situation, you know, you're probably going to see more production. So, you know, I think it's important. You know, we're not scorching the earth or throwing out the baby with the bathwater. You know, with our defensive approach, there's some history there with our past defense that Mike will be able to carry over. Mike Pettin with his scheme. So we'll build off of that. But, you know, the specifics of what he's doing, but more importantly, how he's doing it. And even more important, that is why he's doing it. We'll make all of our defensive players, and particularly Mike Daniels, better.
Given that Mike's assessment that you needed a culture change on defense?
Well, that's a big statement. I mean, culture change. I mean, I think you got to look at more of the definition of it is, you know, from my perspective, My approach is, you have an evaluation that you do each and every year. You have filters that you run your data, the conversations, and all the input that you take from within your organization or even outside of the organization at some small level. And then with that, you assessed. And obviously the last 9 years, I felt that internally that we were able to take the resources that we had, build the vision, the plan for the upcoming season. Obviously, I felt differently this year, and we went externally, and that was obviously the result was all the coaching changes. So I don't get too far away from the reality of how our operation is every day, and that is the culture. I mean, our culture is what makes it go. That's how you sustain success, and it's definitely has been changed, and on a lot of levels, it's just been adjusted too. So that's our outlook.
Brett, for an extended period of time, obviously, with Aaron out last season. How do you, providing he's your backup and you're going to have competition at the position again, but providing he is, I mean, how do you assess his evaluation over this offseason entering next?
Well, I think when you look at Brett, I just, like anything, you look at what he was able to accomplish. So, now his reps are on his live reps are on video. We felt that he could have been better prepared. So we got to make sure that doesn't happen again. Just as a whole, as far as our whole operation. So you look at the evaluation, the things that, really where he started, how he ended the season. He definitely improved throughout his opportunities there. So, I feel very good about that. I believe in Brett Hundley. So, but I do fully recognize that he has a lot of football in front of him. I mean, he has a big upside. And, our structure and our coaching staff, we need to make sure that we maximize that. But I also need to learn, from the other parts of the offense that we didn't do as good as we would have liked, and we'll learn from that and apply it forward. So, and that's the I do believe that Brett has a big upside, and looking forward to getting back to work with him.
Mike, will Aaron have any limitations coming back from the collarbone, or will he be full go when you get going April 16th?
I can't answer that question right now. I mean, I feel confident that he'll be ready to go. Just had a meeting yesterday with Dr. Pat McKenzie, and his assessment of Aaron, so far is everything looks good.
Kevin King, I know Joe had said before you haven't seen a real Kevin King yet because of his shoulder, but what did he show you kind of battling through that last year?
Well, he's a tough kid, number one. I think just what he played with, really from the day he got here. So was a testament to his innate toughness. So, but he's what we thought he was when we drafted him. I really like the way he plays with his length. The game comes, some guys it just kind of comes easier to than others. So that speaks a lot to his experience, his instinct and awareness. He's very comfortable out there playing on the island. So he knows his body type, and he does a great job playing to it. Has a good understanding, but the exciting part is he's young. I mean, he's young. He's raw as far as where he is in his development physically, and I think now that he's got the shoulder surgery, that he'll really be able to build off of what he did accomplish last year.
Mike, when you're going to Mike's system, do you look for different types of defensive players here at the combine than maybe you have in the past to tailor to his system?
Obviously types, body types, every personnel, director or general manager, he's going to have his definition of body types and measurables and, parameters that you want to operate in. As a coaching staff, we've always had the opportunity to define which position, the characteristics and the job responsibility that each position needs to be successful. But at the end of the day, you never have enough good football players. So you could say it's a slight change, but it definitely be tailored to Brian Gutekunst and our personnel staff, what exactly they're looking for, and frankly how we want to play football.
Do you guys know what direction you
want to go with Brian? Brian's recovery is down in Florida, so it's same thing. I had a chance to talk to medical staff about him, and all the feedback has been positive.
Brett Hundley could have been better prepared last year. Do you mean his preparation or you guys getting him prepared?
The reality of everything that goes into that. So it's not a blame game. So, we had to make a lot of adjustments when he first started off, but I thought he progressed nicely as the opportunities went on. But you know, I think it's a good lesson for everybody because you want the competition throughout your roster. So, and that's no different for the quarterback position.
Have you had a chance to look at the quarterbacks that are in this draft?
Not yet. Thank you.